This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hey everyone, Gabby Reithmiller here from the Riley Children's Health social media team. And I am so excited about our guest today because we're going to be talking about our midwives who are already helping families here in Indiana, and they're going to be part of the Riley Maternity Tower in just a few weeks. So today we have Darla Berry, one of the midwives here, just to break down everything you need to know about their practice. And Darla, why don't we start with a little background on you, how you got into being a midwife, and what kind of drives you?
Hi, Gabby. Thank you so much for having me today. I am honored to be here to speak about one of my, if not my life's greatest passion, and that is midwifery. I became a midwife back in 1998. I have been a Health Net midwife for almost 20 years, which has allowed me to be part of the midwifery and the birthing process at Methodist Hospital, soon to be Riley, for the duration of that time. It is, in my opinion, the most midwifery friendly hospital and supportive hospital in our city. And I'm just honored to work in the hallowed halls and honored to take midwifery to Riley with us. Certified nurse midwives are primary healthcare providers to women of all ages throughout their lives. I think we get a lot of attention for being at births and handling prenatal care, but by and large, we can provide annuals, we can do contraception, we can do menopause care, and we can just do it all. And that is one of the things that drives me and empowers me to continue doing what I do. I think that we bring a valuable service to the community, to women, and we improve women's health across the board.
Yeah. And as I learn more about this, I'm just in awe of the work that you guys do. And I do want you to explain to our audience what the role of a midwife is and how this might differ from that traditional OBGYN route. If someone's listening to this and they're trying to decide what kind of provider they want for their pregnancy.
So we believe that as midwives, we believe that birth is at its very core, a physiologically normal process. It is not something that needs to be fixed. It is not something that needs to be messed with or intervened upon. We believe that pregnancy and birth, as well as menarche and menopause, are normal physiologic processes. And we do advocate for non-intervention in these processes, as long as there are no complications and a particular woman or person's health doesn't indicate a need for intervention. We base our practice on evidence-based care and research. And sometimes that includes lengthy discussions with us and with our patients about options and risks and sequelae of choosing or not choosing a particular option. We advocate for informed choice. We want people and their families to understand why they're opting for certain interventions or why certain interventions are being recommended. And we truly believe that the best healthcare takes into consideration a person's life experiences and knowledge, and there's no better place to illustrate this than in the world of pregnant women. We know that not every woman wants to have an unmedicated or natural birth, but it's our goal to help you achieve the birth experience that really is best for you. And it really doesn't matter what that is. So I think you would choose a midwife if you are looking for something that's going to empower you. You're going to look for something that's going to give you all the information that you could ever possibly want and really help you make the best decisions and best choices for your care.
And Darla, I heard you mention that phrase, right? Unmedicated birth. I have some friends who just assume that if you're using a midwife, that that is the type of birth that you're going for. Can you debunk some of these myths? Is it true? Or can someone perhaps wanting an epidural or other kind of help with pain also use a midwife?
So our perspective on that is that it is, you are absolutely correct. It is just a myth, and I'll be happy to debunk those myths. You're going to see a midwife, you must not want an epidural. Oh, you're going to see a midwife, you must be planning to deliver at home. And while we are happy to support women with epidurals, And while we have colleagues who deliver births or deliver babies at home, we don't attend births at home. We only attend births in the hospital, but midwives are certainly qualified really to have a baby anywhere. Our purpose as midwives is to support you as is best for you. We are here to talk about options, to talk about reasons, rationale, reasons for, reasons against. And if for you that looks like an epidural, then it's our job to ensure that you know the risks and benefits of getting an epidural so that you make an educated choice. If your choice looks like an unmedicated, undisturbed water birth, then it's our job to ensure that you know the risks and benefits of that as well. Midwifery care is really all about informed consent and every person's choice.
I think that'll be really helpful as people navigate this, because it is a little overwhelming when you first get that positive pregnancy test and you're trying to decide what's the right path for you. But it's great to hear that you guys are there for moms, no matter what they might choose in that journey. So that's awesome to hear. And when it comes to also who can use a midwife, is it all right if it's someone that has maybe not the most low risk pregnancy? Do you guys work in tandem then with other specialists?
We routinely consult with obstetricians, perinatologists, or maternal fetal medicine specialists, and other healthcare professionals. We are focused on and keenly trained in recognizing normal, which also means that we are acutely aware when things veer off the course of normal. So we collaborate and manage with appropriate specialists. As indicated, we have obstetricians at our fingertips throughout your labor process. And I think any woman who is interested in pursuing woman-centered care, who wants a more personalized or relational experience for their pregnancy, can seek care with a midwife. If you develop a high-risk condition during your pregnancy, doesn't necessarily mean that that midwife is completely out of your care or that you've risked out of midwifery care, although there are instances where that does happen. We can still typically co-manage or collaboratively manage and still stay present with you. I'd say the most common, we may have a woman who comes and labors with us and ends up with a cesarean section. We will not give that woman up. You get transferred to the medical service simply for your surgery. We will go back to the operating room with you to continue to be your labor support in that event. And we'll continue to see you while you're in the hospital. And we'll pick you back up postpartum, do your incision check, and continue to process your birth experience and help you with your recovery and your postpartum experience, even though you technically didn't deliver with a midwife.
Now, that's important to know. And I want to get a little bit into the prenatal care and what that's like with a midwife. You mentioned there that relationship that is fostered throughout, treating a patient. Tell me a bit about what happens in those months leading up to delivery.
So prenatal care with a midwife looks very similar to what you might see with an OBGYN physician. We use the standard recommended screening, our testing, our ultrasounds, all look very similar to what you'd receive with an OB. We do try to spend more time getting to know you and your support team, talking about where you come from, how you found us, what it is you're looking for, what your general outlook is on your health, and what motivates you and, drives you to think about what your experience is going to look like and what you're looking for from birth. There's typically a lot of decisions that need to be made during pregnancy and prenatal care. And our job as your midwives is to help you make the best decision for you. It doesn't look the same for every person. Some people need more studies or more research. Some people may need more stories or more experiences. We meet you where you are and help you make the best decision for you.
Yeah. And just having a trusted expert, I feel like, during pregnancy to turn to for chats or support is just really essential. I know it was for me during my pregnancy. And the part that I was most nervous about, of course, as a first-time mom, is the labor and delivery process. So tell me what it's like with a midwife to go through all of that.
So with a midwife, and with the IU Midwifery Service, you will ideally speak with one of us before you go to the hospital. We're going to have been in contact. I usually tell our women that, you know, we want you, if you think you're just contracting every so often, and you think maybe this is labor, go ahead and give the midwife on call a heads up, and we can just have a chat about what's happening and what the timing looks like for you to go to the hospital. Our minimization of technological interventions includes not admitting you to the hospital too early in the labor process. So once you go into labor, and you've decided you're going, you've talked to the midwife, we're going to meet you at the hospital, and we will be at the hospital for the duration of your labor. We'll check on you as often as you need. I often tell our laboring women that I am in your room at your bedside if that's what you need. Or I'm not, and I'm just checking in intermittently, because really and truly my goal as a midwife is to help you navigate this process. We encourage you to obviously bring a support person. You can bring a doula. And we encourage you to find your way through this process, because your body was built to do this. We believe that you can do this, and we want you to have all the tools and all the people around you to get it done. You will often find us protecting your birth space. And that can look like a lot of different things. It might be sitting quietly at the bedside. It might be, you know, very hands-on and helping you to find laboring positions for comfort and support. It might be suggesting alternative comfort measures like the shower or the tub, a birth ball, or maybe a rocker. Or it might be helping you navigate a changing birth plan that might include pain medication, maybe augmentation of your labor, or maybe even an alternative delivery route. What you will find is that we will be with you through the birth of your baby to the recovery period, helping with that first breastfeeding session. And then we will see you daily in the hospital on rounds on the postpartum unit until you go home.
Yeah, just that wraparound support for a mom is amazing that you guys offer. And I want to know, what does that support continue to look like once a family leaves the hospital? It doesn't just end right there when the family is discharged, right?
No, it absolutely does not, Gabby. You are correct. We continue to be available for our women after birth. We continue, while we talk about this frequently, it is, as you mentioned before, a myth as well that I think women tend to think that after you have the baby, you're not going to see us again. We will check in with you on 1 to 2 weeks after you've had the baby, just to see how breastfeeding's going, how you feel about your birth experience, and how your adjustment to parenthood is going overall. We will also see you at 4 to 6 weeks postpartum to continue to assess and help with those adjustments, both physical and psychological, as well as discuss optimal birth spacing and contraception. We know that there is more to birth than just the physical labor, delivery, and birth. We want to talk about your birth experience, and we want to ensure that this is a healthy, supportive, and positive start to parenting this new, brand new baby. And the bonus is that even after you do your 4 to 6 week postpartum visit with us, you can continue your care with your midwife. We're happy to see you again for annual visits, for pap smears, for birth control, for breast exams, for menopause care, the whole gamut. So just because you've had the baby doesn't mean you have to say goodbye to your midwife.
Hearing about that check-in at 1 to 2 weeks just really stood out to me, because I feel like those first couple of weeks can be really hard as your body is recovering physically, you're recovering emotionally from birth. So the fact that you guys have that just really shines to me. Did you guys always do it that way? Is that typical practice with midwives, or is it unique to your practice at Methodist and Riley?
It is fairly typical to do an extra, to do more than that 4 to 6 week check-in, because we know, I find it interesting in our medical culture that, you know, we see you as your pregnancy progresses, we see you weekly, you know, that last month of pregnancy, at a point in time, really and truly, that your body is still continuing to provide for that baby. And in a normal scenario, things are still going according to plan without really much thought or action on your part as the mom. But then all of a sudden, once this baby comes out, you get sent home with a baby. And now you're supposed to go 4 to 6 weeks before you have any contact with anyone. And that child is on the outside of your body now, and you have to figure out how to feed this baby, and you're physically recovering from labor and delivery. And it's just all the things. And really and truly, it can be pretty overwhelming. So we really feel strongly that additional support in that first 1 to 2 weeks. We want to give you time to get home, to kind of get settled in a little bit. But we really do want to know how things are going.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you as well, what are the benefits to being a midwife, but working at a place like Methodist or the Riley Maternity Tower in just a few weeks, where you have the support of so many other team members as well?
So as midwives at Methodist, soon to be Riley, we have access to every level of care at our fingertips. We see so many women who are great candidates for and really express desire for a birth center experience, but for whatever reason, want or need the reassurance of having everything available for them if needed. We really try not to focus on the everything if needed available piece of things, but it really does bring kind of peace of mind for many women. So we think that's important. We think about the benefits of being a midwife, but the benefits flow in both directions. In an academic institution, the presence of midwives can influence the education of the next generation of physicians. We kind of provide the other side of the story in terms of labor and birth management. Midwifery and woman-centered care has been proven to reduce the incidence of birth injury, of trauma, and cesarean section. So really and truly, everybody in the Methodist and soon to be Riley environment will benefit from the midwifery philosophy. Additionally, IU Methodist Riley has a huge asset, and it's a benefit for us as midwives as well in its support of midwifery. The IU Health midwifery program is still new, but midwifery at IU Health is not new. Through HealthNet, midwives have been catching babies at Methodist for over 30 years, and we are blessed with a fabulous team of nurses and administrators who understand midwifery and the impact it has on women's health and our community. So in a nutshell, I think the benefits to working at a place like Methodist is, and soon to be Riley, is that they get, and we specialize, and we have all of the options for the high risk, but we are also the undeniable experts in midwifery care in the low risk. And our long tenure, I think, demonstrates that.
Yeah. And Darla, a question that I like to ask many of our guests is just what motivates you to do the job that you do? Because everyone's answers to this are so unique and just sincere. So I want to hear from you about what is it that drives you to be a midwife?
I love being part of those first moments for a mama and her baby. It is really one of, I feel like, life's most sacred moments. It's something that every woman thinks about. It is something they dream about. As soon as they find out they're pregnant, they imagine what it's going to be. And I think being part of seeing it come to fruition is just amazing. Every single birth moves me, and it amazes me as I watch women and their families work so hard to bring this little human that's within them earthside. Midwifery is absolutely, for me, a calling. It's a continuation of a long line of work, a connection, if you would, that goes all the way back to ancient times and the earliest of times. One of my driving philosophies is that birth is a life-changing event. It's not just the birth of a baby, but it's the birth of a mother. I really do feel like it's an event that's worthy of all of the respect and all of the honor that we can give it. It's an event that has the potential really to color a mother's interaction with that baby, not only in those precious first few days and weeks, but really for a lifetime. I think that it's interesting to me when I tell people that I'm a midwife, the stories that immediately come from every woman who can instantaneously relate some facet of their birth story and how they feel about it. And I think I'm motivated on a daily basis to ensure that those feelings and that those thoughts aren't impacted by a negative experience, and that each birthing person knows that no matter what they choose, whether they choose an epidural or whether they choose a water birth or whether they choose an elective, a C-section, that each person knows her perspective and her wishes were heard and honored. I think that most importantly, that when we do honor and respect that process, we help every mother be empowered more. We help them be more confident, and we help them discover a strength that perhaps they didn't know they had. And I really believe that when mothers are stronger, when mothers are more empowered, and when mothers are more confident, they stand up and they make their voices heard and they make our world a better place.
Hearing you say that just brought a huge smile to my face, and I'm sure it'll mean so much to any moms listening, because that is just so true. You explained it so well, the fact that we can all go back to that moment of giving birth and remember so many details of how that made us feel.
We are all connected. And I think that moment, you know, the moment of birth is just sometimes it's a very visceral reminder that, you know, we are all connected by this string. You know, and you join every woman that gives birth joins a long line of women before her and, you know, provides a base for women going forward. And we are all connected.
Yeah. Well, Darla, thank you so much for just opening up about your experience, about why you do this. And I do want to end on this point. If a family is listening and they want to get in touch with you guys, how can they do that?
So you can call our office at 317-944-8231. That's 317-944-8231. Let them know you want to schedule an appointment with the midwifery team, and we'll be happy to talk to you and get you in.
That is great. Well, thank you so much for all of this.
You are welcome.